South Bethlehem has long lived in the shadow of Bethlehem Steel and Lehigh University. Today, the neighborhood sits across the street from one of the highest-grossing casinos in Pennsylvania and a world-class art center, but remains a struggling neighborhood. As part of Keystone Crossroads series on housing, Lindsay Lazarski reports what many Pennsylvania communities are experiencing: people pushing for change while others are protecting what already exists.
Developer Dennis Benner has big plans for the area surrounding Lehigh University in South Bethlehem.
We're going to recreate a new neighborhood here.
Benner wants to see the neighborhood go from a hodgepodge of locally owned businesses and old single and multifamily homes to a buzzing college neighborhood with upscale housing. He's been buying up vacant land and rundown properties for about 6 years. Two parcels, an old electronics store with a collapsed roof, and a condemned house will be demolished to make room for a luxury apartment building with retail on the first floor. He's hoping for a Chipotle. Benner's planning another development across the street. He says he'll keep the black and gray stone facade and some of the stained glass windows of a shuttered church as the entryway to a 10 to 12 story apartment complex.
That church that you see over there, front facade will actually be a ruin. Behind it will be a courtyard and housing behind it. People can wander in and out to the space.
In total, Benner says he's planning to build 6 or 7 buildings with a mix of retail, office space, and several hundred luxury apartments that rent for $1,100 to $1,400 a month. It'll cost more than $100 million. But not everyone is on board with Benner's vision to remake South Bethlehem.
Money talks. That's what I call him, Mr. Big Pocket.
That's Olga Negron, a community leader and the unofficial mayor of South Bethlehem.
My friends just say, oh, here comes the mayor of the South Side, because I'm always all over.
She moved to South Bethlehem nearly 20 years ago from Austin, Texas.
And I rented in the South Side first for about a year and a half, and ended up buying my house right here in the South Side because I saw the energy, I saw that the potential.
Negron, who was elected to city council in November, says she's seen the neighborhood come a long way since she first moved here. She says she's not against development, but Benner's plans don't fit in with the rest of the neighborhood. For one, his proposed buildings are much taller than most of the existing buildings there. And then there's the rent.
High class or, you know, higher end apartments in that neighborhood doesn't even go together. Who's going to afford to live in there?
In the area where the development is planned, more than 3/4 of residents rent, and the median yearly income is just under $23,000, according to the most recent U.S. Census. So that's about $600 per month, about half of what a person would need to live in one of Benner's proposed buildings, following the guidelines that no more than 30% of income should be spent on housing. Benner says he wants to attract different residents, like young professionals and professors.
I've been doing development work for 35 years. And if there is one thread that runs through it all, it's change. I represent change. And a lot of people don't like change. They like the way things are. But it's like anything. If you don't change, you're going to die on a vine.
To create this change and finance these projects, Benner and other developers are hoping to take advantage of a state program called the Community Revitalization and Improvement Zone, CRIZ. The CRIZ incentivizes development on underutilized or vacant land by taking most of the state and local tax generated in the zone and giving it back to the developer to pay down the debt. Bethlehem's Director of Community and Economic Development, Alicia Miller-Karner, says these new developments would be good for South Bethlehem.
You know, we're talking about people who can not just barely afford to live there, but afford to live there and spend money there. I mean, I think that's what you want to see in any community that's looking to have a vibrant business district as well.
For Benner's proposed developments to be realized, he still needs approval from city agencies and the CRIZ authority. To Benner, it's just a matter of time. Lindsay Lazarski, Keystone Crossroads.